Welcome to our second lesson in Beginning Steps with God, the SPT program, Spiritual Personal Training. We designed this in an audio form. Actually, it was written by Pastor Dave Simmons, but we designed this in an audio form. We're reading it to you so you can listen to it in case you have a hardship in your life where you can't read, or maybe you just like to listen and let things soak into you that way. Or maybe you've gone through the book and you'd like to listen to these lessons again. Well, here they are in audio form that will bless you and help you grow in the things of God. Our point number one is that God chose you. God has chosen you. The scripture says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 that just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The New Living Translation says, long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in his eyes. Consider this, to be exclusively his, God's desire for you is to be holy. Amen. We want to be exclusively God's. We want God to own us, if you will. And God's desire is for you to be holy. The word holy means is hagios, and it means to be set apart for God, to be set apart for God and to God. Corresponding words are sanctify, hallow, saint, and godly. To be set apart for God, to be set apart to God, to be sanctified, hallowed, saintly, or godly. Isn't that great? It's good news. The greatest love that has ever existed is, for God so loved the world. The greatest gift that could be given is, that he gave his only begotten Son. The greatest opportunity ever offered is, that whosoever believes in him. The greatest escape ever made available is, should not perish. The greatest treasure ever to be found is, but have everlasting life. The good news should be good. Amen. The Old Testament, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The word chastisement means to chase, literally to with blows, or figuratively with words. Hence to be to instruct, to bind, to chasten, to chase, to correct, to instruct, to punish, reform, reprove, to teach. New Testament tells us, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ.